What can parents do to keep from having favorites among their children? Let me just give a reality check here, okay, first. Every parent has seasons when one child is behaving better than other child. And you like children to behave, and therefore you like what this child is doing better than the other ones. And these kids are going through phases, just one after the other. They're up and they're down and they're all over the place. So if favorites means you like them the way they are better than the other, that's going to be true at any given time. And you might as well be honest about it. And then the question is, how do you avoid letting that become a abiding, strong preference with preferential treatment, preferential care, preferential praise? Those are the issues. And so I suppose the first answer is know that God, in relating to his family, loves his children and loves them all. And you are loved by God, though you don't deserve to be loved. In other words, let the gospel have its deep effect on you as a person in God's family to make you feel stunned that you're even in the family. So be glad that God has been gracious to you so that you come at all your children then with a gracious disposition. This is what I think is the biggest issue for parents is, are they coming toward their children with grace that the children can perceive that isn't conditioned primarily upon the child's performances and behavior? Do they discern in and through good and bad behavior, mommy and daddy love me, they're there for me, they're on my side? Or do they get constantly communicated their love really rises and falls entirely with my behavior? So that's the first thing. Get a good gospel foundation of grace so that you, as you look at your children, the fact that one is in a phase of mess right now does not mean you don't love him. In fact, I would guess that there have been phases where one of my boys is so displeasing to me, he's getting all the attention. And the others feel, must be the favorite. Well, he's not the favorite at this point. He's just the neediest. And so it's very, very complicated. I think the second thing I would say is labor to be proactive in the way you love your kids, not just reactive. That might be almost the same thing what I just said, but might make it a little clearer. That is, if you're only reactive, you're doing things for them and saying things to them as reactions to what they just did or said, then there's inevitably going to be an appearance of favoritism because the good little kid over here, you know, the firstborn, he's just going to be not negatively reacting to him, whereas second, third, fourth, you're going to be bang, 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 bang. And the feeling is favorite. And that's all rooted in, as a parent, I'm just reacting all the time. And so you need a positive sense of, I will proactively come toward my children with wisdom, with grace, with guidance, with love, with benefits, before and independent of, to a degree, their way of talking, their way of acting. Third thing that comes to mind is just to be aware of the problem. This person is way down the line in answering the question by simply being aware that is a problem and thinking through why it's a problem of playing favorites with your children. What a parent wants to do is not say your behavior doesn't matter. It does matter. You're going to get a spanking if you do this, or you're going to get some time out, or you're not going to take the car this weekend, or there are consequences. And yet you want to have an overarching communication that every one of you are precious to me. So I wanted my sons, now I've got a daughter coming along, but I'll just say this once, they're all up and out of the house. I wanted them growing up to say, Daddy is really glad I'm in this family. And Daddy is always there for me. I'll give a little teeny tip here. When the boys reached 12, we had this special outing, Pizza Hut or some nicer restaurant, since Pizza Hut was the date place. And I had a little speech planned, you know, about the birds and the bees and about being a boy and about sexuality and about girls and about dating and about whatever. And I would say to them, okay, freedom is coming and I can't control you. You can be on your own. I just want you to know I am totally there for you anytime, anywhere. If you go with some guys, I give them this example. If you go with some guys to after a ball game thing, and it turns out to be totally what you didn't know it was going to be, like there's going to be sex there, there's going to be drinking there, whatever, and you're in somebody else's car, and you're there, and you don't want to be there, I will walk on glass to come get you, and you don't have to say a word. Just on the phone, I'm at such and such, I'd like out of here. And I'm there, no questions asked. So just a dad who says that to every son, I think creates, with all the diversities of the boys, deep down, there's one common thing here. He's there for us, and we can count on him.